throwing your weight around. Always, somebody say always, screaming, always finding faults in people, in restaurants, in churches. Nobody else is no good. Everybody is no good, but you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you, but everybody else is wrong. If you're a person that behaves rudely and mock people, what you're revealing about yourself is a lack of self-control. Now remember what I said. If you're always angry, throwing your weight around, the word for that is bullying, folks. Always screaming, always finding faults in people and places, finding faults in churches, finding faults in preachers, finding faults in pastors. Notice that people are always, this wrong, that's wrong, that person's no good, this is no good, but they never talk about themselves. So obviously they regard themselves as being perfect. That they're always mocking folks. What you're revealing, what you're showing, what people are reading from the pages of your book is that you lack self-control. Uncontrolled anger will curse your life. Uncontrolled anger will curse your life. I'm going to say this again. Uncontrolled anger will curse your life. Genesis 49 and 7 says, cursed be their anger, for it is fierce and their wrath is cruel. See, how many of us have gotten angry? See, people get angry, dogs get mad. Of us have gotten angry. It's a human emotion. We do get angry. But in our anger, there is a fine line where now it can become sin. Ephesians 4:26 says this, be angry, but do not sin. So here's the word of God acknowledging that we can get angry. That it is okay. The sin is not getting angry. God hotwired us this way. We do get angry. But in our anger, sin not. I was sharing with someone this morning that Jesus got angry. Jesus went to the temple and he got angry. Listen, he was so angry that he set himself apart and he weaned himself away. Can you imagine how long that man, brother, was mad? He sat there and weaving this thing. Then he went back to the temple courtyards and he turned over tables. But yet, he didn't sin. So it's not getting angry is the sin. I want to make this clear. It's not the anger that makes you sin. Ephesians says, Paul says, be angry, but don't sin. Wow, he got quiet in here all of a sudden. Beloved, understand that anger is an emotion, but it's important that you would know how to handle it. I'm going to say this again. Anger is an emotion. God wired us this way. We get angry. We get angry with the injustice in the world. We get angry when our children act up. We get angry when things don't go right. We get angry when we spend money on a new car and we bring it home and the next day it doesn't start. We get angry. We get angry. We anger is an emotion that God created. He wired us this way. But it's important that you know how to handle it. Uncontrolled anger is a curse. Uncontrolled anger is a curse. It's one of those 10 curses that block the blessings of God. I don't know who am I speaking to this morning, but listen, God is about to set you free. God is about to tame that anger, tame that temper. Because, see, you are, there's an area that, see, listen, if you're harboring anger and you're really angry, what you don't experience is peace. What you don't experience is joy. What you don't experience is a good night's sleep. And part of the, and see, and that's part of the blessings that you're blocking. Because God wants you to experience joy. He wants you to experience a good belly laugh. He wants you to experience a good night's sleep. To be able to have a good night's sleep is a blessing of God. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Woo! Man, I'm excited about what God is doing. Uncontrolled anger is a curse. Beloved, there is a high cost to anger that is uncontrolled. Untamed anger. You know what I found? That it took a whole lot of energy to stay angry. It took a whole, man, the reason, see these lines right here that I have on my forehead? That was from the time that I was mad and angry. God hasn't taken them away. That's a reminder not to hold on to anger anymore. I find that being at peace and the laughing and to enjoying my life, listen, I was so mad and angry, I couldn't even enjoy my salvation. And if you ask me, what would you mad at? I don't know. I can't remember. And I wasn't a preacher. I was the church musician. And so I even played in anger. And I would pinpoint who I wanted to be angry at. And so when Sister So-and-so would get up and she wanted to sing her selection, if I was angry, and I decided I was going to be angry at that person, boy, they wouldn't be able to sing. Because I would do everything I could to make them look as bad as they could. I'm confessing, Lord, forgive me. Just in case I forgot about that one, Lord, forgive me. See, I say these things because I want to be transparent with you. I want you to know that I go through life just like you do. I face the same struggles, the same situations. I have bills. I have concerns. I have my good days and I have my bad days. That I'm still a work in progress. That I don't get it all right. That I do make mistakes. That I do stumble. But it's not about stumbling. But it's always about getting up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if God can use a messed up person like me, then he can use anyone. Can somebody give God some praise in the house? There is a high cost to anger that is uncontrolled. We don't realize that because of our anger, we not only harm ourselves. How do we harm ourselves? Listen, because of your anger, all of a sudden, you're going to develop high blood pressure. Because of the high blood pressure, you're going to end up with diabetes. Your stress levels are always through the roof. That presents a whole nother problem. The curse of anger will often produce many kinds of illness. So some of us are sick or going simply because you have uncontrolled anger. Some of you are facing some stuff that you don't even have to face, and it's simply the root cause of all, and you've got pills galore trying to mask all those symptoms. And really, is that deep inside of you, man, there's a raging hulk that every time you get angry, if you can't say amen, say ouch. How many parents have damaged their children emotionally? I'm just talking about the emotional part. Many have gotten hurt physically, damaged them physically from their anger. But many of us, there could be somebody here today under the sound of my voice that is, I'm going to say it this way, damaged goods as a result of an adult or a parent in your childhood that lashed out on you in anger. So in our uncontrolled anger, we damage people. We hurt folks. Beloved, in order for you to triumph over anger, you must be aware of it. You must be aware of it. You must be aware of it. And I hope that today's sermon is knocking at your front door, causing you to examine, what do people think of me? What am I projecting? How are people reading the pages of my book? You must become aware of things. Because see, many of us have that mentality. Well, you know, I'm the same as my father and his father and his father. And you see, that's a curse. That's a curse. And the last time I checked, the Bible says that when we come to Jesus, what does the word say? Here are all things made new. Man, this is good teaching today. How many of us being blessed by this? Hallelujah. Paul says in Ephesians 4:26, be angry, but do not sin. Anger, somebody say anger, is an emotion. However, it's important that we know how to handle it. You can go bonkers, or you can calmly confront the matter. You can act, I'm going to say like the word says, you can act like a fool. For anger sits what? On the lap of fools. I use a nicer word. You can either lose your mind and go bonkers, or you can calmly confront the matter. I know someone may be thinking today, well, I yell and I scream, but I still have a good heart. You know, every once in a while, I lose my mind. I lose control of my anger. Every once in a while, you know, I just go crazy. I turn the house upside down. But I still have a good heart. Beloved, don't fool yourself, because this is what Jesus said in Matthew 12:35. He said, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil treasures brings out evil things. Think about this. When we lose our temper, when we lose our self-control, when we handle things in an ungodly manner, nothing good is coming out of our heart. Wow. Beloved, we must conquer anger if we are to live under God's umbrella of blessings. We need to live victoriously over anger. We need to get a grip. We need to triumph over this thing. In order for you to live a victorious life, in order for you to live under that covering of blessings of God, I don't know about you, but I want to consistently walk under God's umbrella of blessings. I see, I don't know how to say it in any other way. I look at it as an umbrella, as a covering. Everywhere I go, the Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow me everywhere I go. I don't want to step outside of that umbrella. I want to stay where goodness and mercy will go with me. I want God's blessings to continuously be poured. I don't want to do anything that will block the blessings of God. I don't want to do anything to step out of that umbrella. Somebody give God some praise in the house of God. Identify identify, listen to this, identify what makes you or who makes you angry. And then calmly begin to work it out. Science will say triggers. Find out what your triggers are. Whether it's something or somebody. Because listen, there are folks that just make you angry. But find out what the triggers are and calmly begin to work them out. It's called self-control. For I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a love, and what? Sound mind, which means what? Self-control. Oh my God, hallelujah. Listen to this. Uncontrolled anger implies that you don't trust God. Uncontrolled, somebody say uncontrolled. Anger implies that you don't trust God. When you're going bonkers over a situation, over a thing, over a person, and you're just going bananas, what you're saying is that you don't trust God to work it out. You're not trusting God to have his hand on it. Listen, Moses, somebody say Moses. One of the greatest men that ever lived. Loved and used mightily of God. Had an anger problem. Had an anger problem. And because of his uncontrolled anger, it became a curse. And they kept him out of the promised land. 40 years of leading the people to the promised land. God said, you see it? You can't go. Wouldn't it be a shame that you're sitting here and hearing all about God and you're praying and you're fasting and you're being diligent in your Christian walk, but yet you have this issue of uncontrolled anger that now has become a curse, and that your uncontrolled anger will keep you from coming into heaven. Can you imagine that? Your uncontrolled anger can keep you from coming into the promised land. Watch this. Genesis 20 and 12 says this. God is speaking. It says, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in sight of the people, you will not bring this community into the land that I gave them. Moses' uncontrolled anger became a curse. And after 40 years of leading God's people, he couldn't go in. Can you imagine what Moses must have felt? Can you imagine what Moses might have experienced? What emotions went through him? Moses, the beloved people, friend of God, that he saw God face to face, but yet couldn't cross over. Listen to what the Word of God said. Because you didn't trust me enough. You didn't trust. See, your uncontrolled anger simply implies that you don't trust God. Watch this. What caused Moses to be left out? What was it that he did? What was it that he did in his anger that caused him to be left out? In other words, how can I say this? He made God look bad. He made God look bad. What does the Word of God say? Because you did not trust me enough in sight of my people. He made God look bad. You want to know something? Each of you, the Bible says that we are ambassadors, the direct representative of the kingdom of heaven. You might be the only Bible somebody might ever read. Someone will never read this. Someone will never read this. The Bible says that we are walking epistles. See, the Bible doesn't end in Revelation. You're a continuation of Revelation. You're all a walking epistle. And so when people are looking at you, they're reading the pages of your life. You're supposed to be representing the kingdom of God. Moses, the Bible says, God said, you didn't trust me enough. You made me look bad in front of the people. Oh, y'all don't get this, right? The Bible says, in all that you do, in everything that you do, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go back to sleep, in all the nooks and crannies in between, doing what? To the honor, to the glory, and in the name of Jesus. So even in our anger, we are to honor God in our anger. Even when you become distressed, even when you become bothered, even when you want to Hulk out and lash out, you are to honor God. And we wonder why folks don't want to come to church. We wonder why people say, no, I can't deal with church folk. Why? Because we have made God look bad. We have made God look bad. Luke, somebody might never read the Bible. You're the only Bible they're ever going to read. So we're either going to show off God or we're going to make God look bad. Each time you lash out in anger, you make God look bad. Each time you lash out in anger, you make God look bad. Especially in today's world, it's vital that when people see us, they see God and not anger. That they see peace and not anger. It's vital, especially in today's world, in today's society, when people look at you, that they will see mercy and not anger. Somebody give God some praise. I'm finished. This word bless you today. Amen. Listen. The Bible says we all fall short. There's nobody perfect. There's nobody got it right. I just confess to you, there was a time, man, I was mad and angry, man. I was angry. And I wanted to tell folks, and I wanted to show them how angry I was. It was uncontrolled rage. If God has spoken to you and you're having trouble controlling that anger, that frustration, and you lashing out in a very negative way, and you want to get a grip on this, I'm going to ask you if you could just stand to your feet. There's no shame. We're all short. We don't live in the perfect world. Everyone's made mistakes. Nobody's got it together. Nobody's got it right. Amen. I'm glad I see two people. Anybody else? Anyone else? It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. What it means is that you're a real person living in the real world that has real problems.
You set me free.
I'm going to ask you just to come here. I'm going to lead you in prayer. God has spoken to you, right there where you are, just raise your hands. Just raise your hands. I'm going to lead you in the prayer. I want you to repeat this prayer because we're going to break that curse. It's a spirit. I want you to know that it is a spirit of anger that has attached itself to your anger and it has really taken the
shackle of
But today we can break that curse and you can walk under God's blessings. It doesn't mean that you won't get angry. We will get angry. But you will sin. You're going to show and exercise self-control from this moment forward. Amen. And so I want to lead you in the prayer. I don't want you to just to repeat the words. I want you to mean them from your heart. Is that okay?
I am redeemed.
Okay, let's pray. And if you're sitting in the audience, amen, and you don't want to participate at the altar, that's fine. But you know, just raise your hands where you are. Just raise your hands where you are. Because listen, none of us got it right. We all show ill moments. We all do. Sometimes in a hasty moment, we slip up and boy, we unload on people. And then we feel the guilt. And so none of us got it great. Correct. None of us have got it right. But today God's blessings are going to come upon you. Are we ready to pray? Nice and loud. Nice and loud. Ready? It says, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I repent for the spirit of anger on my life. I break the curse of anger over myself and